Can you spell prestidigitation? 12-year-old Kiki Palmer can. At least she could when she starred as Akilah Anderson in the film Akila and the Bee. That's the story of a seventh-grade girl from South Los Angeles who turns a knack for spelling into a transformative journey to the National Spelling Bee. It's in its second weekend in theaters around the country. Kiki Palmer joins us now from our studios at NPR West. Kiki, do I dare ask you whether you can still spell prestidigitation?
Yes, I can.
Well,
I can spell it right now.
Okay. Let me hear it.
P-R-E-S-T-I-D-I-G-I-T-A-T-I-O-N. Prestidigitation.
I had to look it up just to write this question.
Well,
you know, the Akilah Anderson, the character that you play, she has to overcome shyness, her mother's resistance, the resentment of her friends in order to get to the National Spelling Bee. Do you identify with Akilah?
Well, me myself isn't in that aspect like Akilah. I'm not afraid to be myself, and I'm not afraid, you know, to do good in school because I fit in even though I was smart. But my friends, some of my friends back in Chicago, which is where I'm originally from, some of them were afraid to be smart and do good in school because people might think they're nerds or they're losers, or, you know, things like that. But me myself, I didn't struggle with anything like that.
How did you get this part?
Well, I had just finished shooting a movie called The Wool Cap that I played in as a co-star role with William H. Macy. And I was, you know, we were looking for new movies to do because, you know, I was just starting to really get into the movie thing and starting to do really well in it. And so we heard from my agent about Akilah and the Bee. And so I went down and I auditioned. And I think I auditioned about 5 times. And then, you know, I got the part.
What was it that made you say to yourself, I want to do this movie?
It was just so inspiring, and it was because I'm not like Akilah, that made me want to play the role too, because I was able to play another person. And also because it was so many kids in the movie. A lot of the movies that I do is not kids on the set, and it's mainly adults. And so when I was really excited to do this film also because I'd be able to have fun with kids, and I'd be able to do fun things on the set. Sometimes we play Scrabble, and also because of the jumping, I double dutch. And we double dutch, like, after lunch, we'd have, like, maybe 30 minutes. You know, we double dutch.
And these are things that you also did in the film. You played Scrabble in the film.
Yeah.
You jump rope in the film.
Mm-hmm.
At times, there was no difference between
nope.
making the film and being on the set?
Nope, no difference at all. I mean, JR, who plays Javier, he is just like he's like a little different, but he's just like Javier, the character.
Javier becomes your best friend, your spelling partner, and a competitor in the film.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We meet at one of the spelling bees, and he's a character. You know, he's funny, you know, he's outgoing, and he kind of, you know, has a crush on Akilah.
And on screen, you get a little kiss from Javier, right?
Yeah.
Is that your first kiss on or off screen?
Yeah.
Was that a good thing, a bad thing, indifferent?
It was just funny, I think. We did it so many times, like it was like a piece of cake. And we were like, a couple of times we were fake laughing. And that's when we got real laughs because JR, like I said, you know, he's so funny. I'd fake laugh and he said, Kiki, that's a fake laugh. And I was like, and I just laughed harder and harder.
You had too much fun making this film.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people are like, this is such, you know, a heavy movie. But it's a funny movie also, you know.
Now, I understand that when you were 5, mm-hmm. you wanted to do something that your mom was kind of resisting that was not acting but singing.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about that.
Well, I went to, you know, a church in Chicago. And my mom, of course, was in the choir because my mom was a singer. She used to sing. I wanted to be in the choir as well. And I was like, Mom, please, you know, I want to sing in the choir with you guys. I kept on asking her. And finally, I was, you know, in the choir. I mean, at the time, I probably wasn't really, really in the choir. Like, I would just be sitting there dancing or singing or something. And I had a little robe. You know, they made me a little robe to fit in with the choir. And so that's why I knew that I wanted to do something. I knew I wanted to entertain.
Even at age 5, this is something you saw in yourself.
I didn't know I was going to act. I thought I was going to be a singer because that's what I did first. And I was like, when I grow up, I want to be, you know, a singer.
You sing one of the songs on the Akilah and the Bee soundtrack.
Yeah, it's out now. It's called all my girls. My sister wrote the chorus, and she's singing some of the backgrounds, and I'm singing the leads.
This one's for all the ladies watching over. Who's down for you when it seems you can't get over? The ones you call whenever you fall to get through pain and joys. Always there for you.
It's, you know, about wherever you're from. Don't be afraid to be yourself. You know, all my girls, you know, stand up, be yourself, be proud of who you are.
What did you learn from Akila, this character that you played, that maybe will help you achieve your goals?
To not be afraid of anything, because, I mean, Akila, she was too busy, like, feeling bad for herself. You know, like, oh, man, you know, nothing's going right with me. I live in this dumb neighborhood. I'm, you know, never going to amount to anything because this is this and that and this and that. And once she stopped, you know, kind of thinking about herself and started thinking about what she could do, when she started thinking outside the box, she was able to go out there and, you know, be in the spelling bee and do the spelling bee and, you know, work hard.
Akila in the film has these low points where she doubts herself. And I wonder if in your relatively short career, at least it probably seems so to us, I guess, in your career so far, have you had low points and how have you been able to get over them?
There's been times where, like when I auditioned for Akila, I think in the first audition, I was a little bit afraid because it was, you know, I seen girls in there that I had seen on TV before, and I was like, man, I might as well just walk out here now because I'm just a newcomer and this and that. But when I went into the room, I kind of just had to let all that go, and I went in, I was myself, did the lines the best that I could, and I kept getting callbacks and callbacks. And as I kept getting closer, I think that's, you know, like Akila, as she started to get further in the spelling bee, she started to realize, well, hey, maybe I am good enough if I'm getting this far. And that's what I thought. I thought, well, hey, I'm good if I'm getting this far.
Kiki Palmer is an actor, singer, and dancer who plays Akila Anderson in the film Akila and the Bee. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
For more about family movies, art films, even Mission Impossible 3, go to npr.org/movies.